Yesterday we looked at Romans chapter 10.
昨天我们看罗马书第十章。
We saw how that text can be used in a wrong way.
我们看到人怎么可以误解这段经文，误用。
People look at it and take it for granted that it refers to the sinner's prayer.
人看那段经文，然后就以为理所当然那是用来作为那罪人祷告的根据，就是。
But actually, it refers to something completely different.
那其实他所讲的根本就是另一回事。
And when we understand it correctly, it is a beautiful passage.
当我们正确地理解这段经文，这是一段美好的话语。
That demonstrates to us the perfect balance.
里头讲到着完全的平衡。
We are saved by faith.
我们是因信得救。
Those who believe have been born again.
那些信了的人被重生了。
The Spirit of God has made us into new creatures.
圣灵使我们成为新造的人。
And we will live a different way.
我们就会活出一个不同的生活方式。
This different way that we live does not save us.
这个不同的生活方式不会拯救我们。
It is just evidence that God really has done a work in our lives.
这不过证明了神的确在我们心中动了善功。
Now, I just want to show you right now, we're going to go to several different text in the Bible.
我现在要给你看，我们去看，会看几段经文啊。
I want to show you how easy it is to misinterpret a text.
我们会看到，我们很容易就误解一段经文啊。
Simply because, you just take for granted that what everybody says about it is true.
因为你以为别人解经解的都是对的，你就误解它了。
Look in Matthew 25.
我们看马太二十五章。
Now Matthew 25, verse 31.
31节
We have the Son of Man has come, and he is on his throne judging the nations.
看人子降临了，他坐在宝座上审判万国万民。
He has the sheep on his right and the goats on his left.
他有绵羊在右边，山羊在左边。
Now he says to the sheep in verse 34.
三十四节，他对绵羊说。
Then the king will say to those on his right, "Come, you who are blessed of my father, inherit the kingdom prepared for you from the foundation of the world. For I was hungry and you gave me something to eat. I was thirsty and you gave me something to drink. I was a stranger and you invited me in. Naked and you clothed me. I was sick and you visited me. I was in prison and you came to me." Then the righteous will answer him, "Lord, when did we see you hungry and feed you, or thirsty and give you something to drink? And when did we see you a stranger and invite you in, or naked and clothe you? When did we see you sick or in prison and come to you?" The king will answer and say to them, "Truly I say to you, to the extent that you did it to one of these brothers of mine, even to the least of them, you did it to me."
好，于是我要向右边的说，你们这蒙我父赐福的，可以来承受那创世以来为你们所预备的国。因为我饿了，你们给我吃；渴了，你们给我喝；我做客旅，你们留我住；我赤身露体，你们给我穿；我病了，你们看顾我；我在监里，你们来看我。义人就回答说：主啊，我们什么时候见你饿了就给你吃，渴了给你喝？什么时候见你做客旅留你住，或赤身露体给你穿？又什么时候见你病了，或是在监里来看你呢？王要回答说，我实在的告诉你们，这些事你们既坐在我这弟兄中一个最小的身上，就是坐在我身上了。
Now in verses 41 through 46,
41到46节呢，
There are the goats,
就是山羊了。
And they are assigned their place in hell.
他们被差遣到地狱去。
Because they did not do these things to the least of Christ's brothers.
因为他们没有向弟兄中最小的一个行这些事。
Now, let's just look at a few things.
我们来看几件事啊。
You've probably heard this text before.
你可能以前听过这段经文啊。
And most of the time, it's used to show people that we ought to take care of the needs of the poor.
大多数情况，就是要教导人，我们要因此呢，我们要照顾那些软弱贫穷的人。
That we ought to go to prisons and evangelize.
我们应该到监狱里头去传福音。
that we ought to do all sorts of things for those who are hungry.
我们应该帮助那些饥饿的、贫穷的，帮助他们啊。
Now, here's what I want you to see.
这是我要你看见。
That's not what Jesus is talking about.
这不是耶稣所说的。
Now, should we evangelize in the prisons?
我们应不应该到监狱传福音呢？
Yes.
当然。
Should we feed the poor unbelievers? Yes.
应不应该帮助那些饥饿的不信主的人啊？当然。
We should want to do all those things.
我们应该做这些事情，都应该。
And there are other places in Scripture that talk about it.
圣经的其他地方也讲到，也帮助贫穷的这些。
But that's not what he's teaching here.
但是这不是这段经文的原意。
He's not saying I was a murderer in prison and you didn't visit me.
他不是说我在监狱里头，我是杀人凶手，你没有来探望我，不是。
So what is he saying?
那他说的是什么意思呢？
What he has always said.
就是他总是在说。
That one of the greatest evidences of being a Christian.
就是做基督徒的一个最大的证据是。
Is our love for other disciples of Christ.
我们会爱。其他的基督的门徒
These people who he is describing
这些他所形容的这些人呢
That are naked and sick
这些赤身露体的、啊、生病的等等
Hungry and poor
那些饥饿的贫穷这些人指的是
In prison
在监狱里的等等
This has happened to them because they are Christ's brothers
他们遭遇这些事因为他们是基督的弟兄们
They are Christians.
他们是基督徒
And what he's saying is simply this.
他所说的简简单单就是
One of the greatest evidences that you are a believer.
你是个基督徒的最大的证据是什么呢
Is that you will sacrifice to help other believers.
就会你会牺牲自己去帮助别的信徒
Because you love them.
因为你爱弟兄
He's not telling us we should do evangelism in prison.
他不是叫我们到监狱里头去传福音给不信的人。
But that we should visit those who are believers in prison.
而是我们要探望那些已经信主的、为主受苦的在监狱里的人。
Let me give you an illustration.
让我给你一个例子。
There are many places in the world.
世界上有很多地方。
Where if you're thrown in prison, you will die there.
如果你被送到监狱里，你就会死在那里。
Unless someone from outside of the prison brings you food and water and clothing.
除非在监外的人送水、送食物给你吃。
So now let's imagine that we're in a small house church meeting out in the woods.
我们幻想啊，我们在一个小家庭教会里头，在森林、在丛林里头聚会。
And we're meeting at midnight.
我们在三更半夜聚会啊。
And at 1 o'clock, we dismiss the service.
凌晨一点钟我们散会。
And everybody knows to go back to the city, taking different routes.
所有的人就从不同的路呢回到市里头回家去。
And you go home and go to bed.
你回到家就睡觉。
But about 4 in the morning, someone's knocking on your door.
凌晨四点有人敲门。
Brother, wake up.
弟兄啊，醒来。
And you go to the door.
你去开门。
You say, "What's wrong?"
咋回事
And they say, "Well." Two of our brothers were captured.
我们两个弟兄被抓了。
By the Roman soldiers.
被罗马兵丁抓起来了。
And they've been beaten.
他们被打。
And thrown in prison.
放在监狱里了。
So we all go back out and we meet again as a church.
那我们就回去又重新聚集。
And one of the elders gets up.
一个长老站起来。
And he said, "Our brothers will die in prison."
他说：“哎呀，我们的弟兄在监狱里头死定了。
Unless we take them water
and medicine, 除非我们把药物跟食物跟水送给他。
And so a young man who's a believer stands up and says, 'I'll do it.'"
是一个年轻的信徒站起来说：“我去。
”But the elder says to him,
长老说
"You don't understand.
你不明白。
If you take the stuff to the believers in prison,
如果你把东西送到监狱去啊。”
The soldiers will be watching.
士兵看到你了。
And they will know you are a Christian.
他们会知道你是基督徒。
And they will beat you and throw you in prison.
他也会打你一顿，把你下到监狱去。
So we must pray first.
我们必须先祷告。
So after they pray,
他们祷告之后呢
They decide that someone has to go.
他们决定必须有人要去送东西。
Some of the members,
其中有一些会员呢，
they are against the idea.
他们就反对了。
They say it's suicide.
这是自杀。
We can't do that.
我们不能够自讨苦吃。
If we go there, they'll throw us in jail.
我们去的话，他们也把我们丢到监狱里去了。
And then they'll say something like this.
他们就会说，
This is crazy.
这是发疯了。
As a matter of fact, this whole church is crazy.
这整个教会的都昏了头了。
You're all a bunch of fanatics.
你们是一群疯子，一群宗教狂。
I'm not going to be a part of this church anymore.
我不加入你们教会了。
And they walk away.
他们就走了。
But the rest of the believers,
其他的信徒呢？
They say we must go.
说不，我们必须要去。
If we love Jesus,
如果我们爱耶稣，
we must love his people.
我们必须也爱耶稣的百姓。
And so two of them decide to go.
所以两个人就决定要去。
The others lay their hands upon them and pray for them.
其他人为他们按手祷告。
They bring them food and medicine.
就给他们带去了食物，带去了药品。
And they go.
所以他们就去了。
Do you see what you're seeing?
你看到吗？
It's the sheep and the goats are being divided right there.
这里山羊跟绵羊就分开来了。
Those who truly love Christ will love his people.
真正爱基督的人也会爱基督徒。
Now we all know that we can have moments of doubt and fear.
我们知道我们都会有软弱的和惧怕退后的时刻。
And maybe we could be afraid to do something and because of that we sin.
我们可能 that we sin.我们还
Yeah, maybe we could become afraid and not go do something the Lord wants us to do because we're afraid.
我们可能因着害怕，我们就不去做一些我们该做的事情。
But our heart will be broken.
但是我们的心会痛。
We will be ashamed.
我们会害羞，我们会羞耻。
And we will seek to really do what the Lord wants us to do.
我们就会真是要做神要我们做的事情。
Now another thing that's very important about this text.
还有一件事有关这段经文很重要的。
Is he is not teaching that we are saved because of what we do.
这不是在教导我们因着我们行这些事我们就可以得救不。
You know, it's very obvious here.
这里很明显。
That the sheep are going to heaven.
绵羊是上天堂的。
Because of what they did.
因着他们所行的。
And the goats are going to hell because of what they did not do.
而山羊要下地狱因着他们没有行的。
So if someone just read this passage,
如果 有人 就断章取义读这一段经文
they would think we are saved by works.
他们会以为我们是靠自己的行为得救。
But that's not at all what he's teaching.
但这不是这段经文教导的。
He's teaching that what you do,
他教导你所行的
is evidence that you have truly been saved.
证明了你是已经得救的人。
They're not saved because they help the Lord's people when they're suffering.
他们不是因着帮助那些受苦受难的神的百姓而得救的不。
They help the Lord's people when they're suffering because they are saved.
因为乃是他们已经得救了，所以他们才会帮助神的百姓，在患难中帮助他们。
Just because a creature says moo doesn't make it a cow.
一个动物说moo。但是它不见得就是牛。
But if something says moo,
如果有东西说 moo,
and has four legs,
有四只脚
and horns,
还有脚上面还有两个脚
and four stomachs,
还有四个胃
it's a cow.
那就是牛了。
By doing these things, it doesn't make us a Christian.
你做这些事情不能够使你变成基督徒。
It just shows that we are Christians.
不过显明了你是真基督徒。
Now, let's look at James.
我们看看雅各书。
Chapter 2.
第二章。
But before we go to James,
我们看雅各之前呢。
Do you see in Matthew 25 how a lot of Christians who are really sincere can misinterpret a text.
你看到没有？有些很虔诚的基督徒在马太二十五章也可能误解、误用圣经，对不对
？Okay, in James chapter 2,
还有雅各第二章啊
，verse 14,
十四节。
What use is it, my brethren, if someone says he has faith but he has no works? Can that faith save him?
我的弟兄们，若有人说自己有信心，却没有行为， 有什么益处呢？这信心能救他吗？
And the answer that James is going to give us is absolutely not.
这答案，雅各要给的答案是绝对不能救他。
But you must understand what he's saying.
但你必须要明白他说的是什么意思啊。
We like to say this in America.
在美国我们喜欢这么说。
Do not put the cart before the horse.
不要把车子放在马的前面，不要本末倒置了。
Because it won't do any good.
因为你把车放在马前面就没用了。
Everything has its proper order.
每一件事情都有次序的。
James says that faith without works, it cannot save you.
雅各说，你的信心没有行为救不了你。
Because there is no such thing as faith without works.
因为没有这样的真信心，如果没有行为的，就不是真信心了。
Real faith.
真正的信心
will always produce works.
一定总是会产生美好的行为。
Now, is that because the person who truly believes is truly going to be dedicated?
是不是一个真正信的人会成为一个真正的虔诚的人呢？
No.
这不是，不见得。
What it means is this.
意思是这么。
The person who truly has believed.
一个真正信的人。
Has been transformed.
他的生命已经被改变了。
Has become a new creature.
他成了新造的人。
And he simply lives a new way because he is a new creature.
既然他是一个新造的人，他就活出新的样式。
Okay. Now, in verse 15.
十五节。
If a brother or sister is without clothing and in need of daily food, and one of you says to them, Go in peace, be warmed and be filled, and yet you do not give them what is necessary for their body, what use is that?
若是弟兄或姊妹赤身露体又缺了日用的饮食，你们中间有人对他们说，平平安安的去吧，愿你们穿得暖吃得饱，却不给他们身体所需用的，这有什么用处呢？
There's two words that come to mind.
这两个字啊，我想到。
False.
假的，虚假的。
Hypocrisy.
和假冒。
And James is applying this to someone's claim to have faith.
这里雅各用这个来说到那些有假的信心的人。
If you say that you desire for God's people to be blessed,
如果你说我但愿神的百姓能够蒙福，
but when they come to you hungry, you give them nothing.
但是当他们两手空空而来，你什么都不给他们。
What you say with your mouth is false.
那么你嘴巴所说的就是虚假的。
You're a hypocrite.
你就是一个假冒伪善的人。
It's the same thing.
同样的。
You say you have faith.
你说你有信心。
But your life's not different.
你的生命没有改变。
Remember what I said when we first started these studies.
你记得吗？我们刚开始学习的时候我说的话。
Why are you sitting here calmly?
为什么你在坐在这里平平安安的？
Because you do not believe the building is on fire.
因为你不相信这个房子现在着火了。
But if you believed the building was on fire.
但如果你真相信这个房子现在着火了。
Your emotions would change.
你的情感会改变，情绪会波动。
Your will would change.
你的意志也会改变。
Your actions would change.
你的行动也会改变。
It's the same way.
同样的。
Now, all of us sin.
我们都犯罪。
And all of us are very weak.
我们都很软弱。
But you will still notice a difference in the life of the Christian.
但是你在基督徒的生命中，你还是会看到改变。
Now verse 17.
你看十七节啊。
Even so, faith, if it has no works, is dead being by itself.
这样，信心若没有行为，就是死的。
He's not contradicting Paul.
他不是在反对保罗哈。
Paul says faith alone.
保罗说唯独信心。
James says faith plus works.
雅各说信心要加上行为。
No, that's not what's going on.
不，这不是这么回事啊。
Paul says faith alone.
保罗说唯独信心，没错。
But in other places in Paul's writing.
但是在保罗其他的书信里头。
He says true faith produces works.
他说到真正的信心一定产生行为。
James has combined the two.
雅各不过把这两者加起来，把它联合起来。
In the same teaching.
在同样的教导。
He says, "Faith, if it has no works, is dead."
他说，这样信心若没有行为就是死的。
Let me put it this way.
我这么说好了。
A man,
一个人
if he does not breathe,
如果不呼吸
is dead,
就是死的。
He has no life,
他就没有生命了。
Do you see that?
看到吗？
Now, he says a very important thing in verse 18.
十八节他说了一件非常重要的信。
But someone may well say, you have faith and I have works. Show me your faith without the works and I will show you my faith by my works.
好，第八节，十八节他说，必有人说，你有信心，我有行为。你将你没有行为的信心指给我看，我便借着我的行为将我的信心指给你看。
Now this verse clears up everything.
这一节经文、哦、把所有的疑团都理清了。
Faith results in salvation.
信心导致了救恩。
Works demonstrate or prove salvation.
好行为显明了救恩，证明了信心。
If you tell me,
如果你告诉我
that you are a great soccer player,
你是一个踢足球踢得很棒。
The greatest in all of China.
你是中国最棒的足球员。
And I say,
我说
What position do you play?
你是打哪一个位置
You say,
你说
I don't play a position.
我就不乱打，我没有位置。
How many hours a day do you play soccer?
你每天打踢足球踢多久？
I've never played soccer, you say.
我不花时间。
What team do you play on?
你在哪一队里头打？
I don't play on a team.
我不在一个队伍里头打。
That's the same thing that James is saying here.
一个道理啊，雅各说的就是。
Now,
好。
Here's something that I want you to see.
这里我要看你，叫你看见一件事。
In verse 19,
19节
You believe that God is one? You do well. The demons also believe and shudder. But are you willing to recognize, you foolish fellow, that faith without works is useless?
你信神只有一位，你信得不错，鬼魔也信，却是暂经。虚浮的人啊，你愿意知道没有行为的信心是死的吗？
Now, I don't believe James talked this way all the time.
我不相信啊，雅各一开口就这么说话的啊，他不总这么说话的。
I don't believe that he called people a fool all the time.
我也不相信他总是叫人虚浮的人呐、啊，你傻瓜、啊，他不是这样说话的。
Or that he used the sarcasm that he's now using.
他也不是总是这样子说话，就挖苦讽刺说话的，不是的。
I don't believe he talked this way all the time.
他不是总是这么说话的啊。
But.
但是。
He did talk this way this time.
这回他的确这么说话。
We see the same things in the teachings of Jesus.
我们也在耶稣的教导里看到同样的事。
We see the same thing in the prophets.
在先知的口吻中也有这样子的话。
We see it in the other apostles.
还有其他的使徒也曾经说过这样的话。
We should not be rude.
当然我们不应该没有礼貌啊。
And we should not talk in a way to just try to shock people.
我们也不应该讲一些一鸣惊人的吓人一跳的话。
But sometimes we should use language like this.
但是有时候我们应当用这样的话。
Sometimes.
有时候。
In love.
是用爱心说话。
But sometimes it's necessary to get people to think.
但是有时候我们这样说话，好叫人能够思考，能够醒过来。
Now he says, "You believe that God is one?"
他说你相信神只有一位吗？
Well, that's just wonderful, he said.
太好了，太好了，你信独神论。
And then he basically says, "You're no better off than a demon."
然后他继续说，哈哈，你的信仰啊，跟魔鬼一样。
As a matter of fact, the demons are doing better than you.
其实啊，魔鬼信的比你还好呢。
Because at least they shudder with fear, and you don't even have fear.
至少他们会战惊啊，但是你呢是坦然无惧。
Sometimes we have to tell people those things.
有时候我们必须把实话告诉人。
Not because we want to hurt them.
不是我们要伤他们。
But because we want to save them.
那是我们要救他们。
Let's say that a minister comes to me.
我们比喻啊，有传道人来找我。
And he has a family and a wife.
他有家，有孩子，有妻子。
And he says.
他说。
I'm in love with another woman.
我现在又坠入爱河了。
I'm going to talk to him.
我就要跟他谈谈了。
I'm going to rebuke him and teach him.
我要责备他，我要教导他。
But There may come a time.
但是也许有时候。
When I say, brother, you have lost your mind.
我会跟他讲，弟兄啊，你疯昏了头了你。
What are you doing?
你在干啥你？
Are you lost?
你失落了吗？
Has all this been fake?
这些难道都是假的吗？你这些信仰一辈子。
You call yourself a minister of Christ?
你自称是基督的使者，传福音的人。
Now, I'm not going to start off that way.
当然我不会一开始就当头一棒。
But I may have to do that.
但最终我必须要这样。
Here's something I want you to see.
这里我要看你看到。
I don't want people to dislike me.
我不愿意人家不喜欢我。
I don't think Brother Larry wants people to just be mad at him.
我也不希望人家都生我的气啊，陈哥。
But if you love,
但如果你爱，
sometimes you have to tell people the truth, even though they're going to hate you for it.
有时候你必须用爱心说诚实话，尽管众人都会恨你。
When my little boy says, "Dad, can I have another cookie?"
当我的儿子问我，爸爸，我可不可以再吃块饼干呢？
And he's already had five.
他已经吃了五块了。
I say no.
我说不。
He doesn't like me at that moment.
那一刻，我儿子不喜欢我。
But I'm not trying to win a popularity contest with my son.
我不是要他喜欢我，让他变在他眼中更可爱，不。
I want to help him.
我要帮他。
You see.
你看。
Now, this is so important.
这很重要。
I don't know the Chinese language.
我不懂中文啊，中国话。
But in Spanish, we have this beautiful ability to say things.
Okay, 但是在西班牙文里头呢，有很多表达的方式。
We make a distinction.
我们有不同啊。
Between believing in Jesus.
就是相信信赖基督。
And believing what Jesus says.
和相信耶稣说的话。西班牙文有这个分别啊。
It comes out very clear in Spanish.
西班牙文是很分明的，你信耶稣还是信他说的话而已。
The demons believe in God.
鬼魔相信上帝。
They believe in Jesus.
他们相信耶稣。
They know more about Jesus than you do.
他们对耶稣的知识超过你的。
And their theology is better than ours.
他们神学比我们还棒。
But they're going to hell.
但他们要下地狱。
Because they are not believing in what Christ says. They're not believing Jesus.
但是他们不相信神所说的话，他们不相信耶稣的言语。
They're not relying upon him for salvation.
他们不是依靠他赖以得救。
Their lives have not changed.
他们的生命也没改变。
They are not bringing forth fruit worthy of repentance.
他们也没有结出果子来与悔改的心相称。
I mean, in one sense, the demons are responding better than most men.
从一个角度啊，鬼魔对上帝的回应啊，还超过大多数的人。
They shudder.
他们至少害怕，战惊啊。
Now James goes on.
雅各继续说。
Verse 20, but are you willing to recognize, you foolish fellow, that faith without works is useless?
他说，二十节啊，虚浮的人啊，你愿意知道没有行为的信心是死的吗？
The kind of faith that does not produce works is not faith.
那不能够产生好行为的信心根本就不是信心，真信心。
Now James seems to be writing to Jews.
雅各似乎是在跟犹太人写信啊。
And of course he brings in Father Abraham.
当然他要把亚伯拉罕他们的始祖给带出来。
Who would be the most important example to the Jew.
对犹太人来说亚伯拉罕是最重要的榜样啊。
He says, was not Abraham our father justified by works when he offered up Isaac his son on the altar? You see that faith was working with his works, and as a result of the works, faith was perfected.
二十一节，我们的祖宗亚伯拉罕把他儿子以撒献在坛上，岂不是因行为称义吗？可见信心与他的行为是并行的，并且信心因着行为才得成全。
Now, what is he talking about?
他讲的是什么呢？
Paul clearly uses Abraham in Romans to show us that it's faith alone without works.
在罗马书啊，保罗清清楚楚讲到，亚伯拉罕是凭着信心，不是靠行为得救的。
The answer is found in verse 22.
好，答案是二十二节啊。
He says, as a result of the works, faith was perfected.
可见信心是与他的行为并进，而且信心因着行为才得成全。
Faith was complete.
信心得以成全啊。
Faith reached its goal.
信心达到他的目的。
Faith.
信心。
Always is completed or shown to be real by the works it produces.
总是借着它所产生的行为而成全，或者是能够完成。
And that's what he's showing us.
这就是他要我们看的。
Abraham really believed God.
亚伯拉罕真正的信神。
So when God told him to offer his son,
所以当神告诉他要把以撒献上时，
he obeyed.
他就顺服了。
Now if we go to Hebrews,
但我们再到希伯来书里看，
we understand something.
我们明白一件事。
He offered his son.
他献上儿子。
Because he believed that God could raise him from the dead. Again.
因为他信神能够叫他儿子从死里复活。
See, it's faith.
所以是信啊。
He acted a certain way because he truly believed.
他这样子行，因为他真正信了，他才这样行的。
Verse
23. 23节。
And the scripture was fulfilled, which says, And Abraham believed God, and it was reckoned to him as righteousness, and he was called the friend of God.
这就应验经上所说，亚伯拉罕信神，就算为他的义，他又得称为神的朋友。
That Abraham was called the friend of God.
亚伯拉罕被称为神的朋友，这叫人不可思议啊。
It is amazing.
不可思议。
What does friendship indicate?
朋友。友谊表达的是什么
？Fellowship
是美好的关系。
Communion
就是甜美的交通。
A real relationship
一个真正的关系。
So this is another thing.
这是另一回事儿。
Faith does not just result in obedience.
信心不仅仅是导致顺服而已。
It doesn't just show that it's true because a person seeks to obey the will of God.
不仅仅是因为一个人顺服神的旨意，就表示他的信心是真的而已。
But it shows itself to be real by producing fellowship between God and the person.
而且，因着一个人跟神有了关系，有了美好的交通，也显明他的信心是真实的。
Now, our flesh does not like to fellowship with God.
你知道，我们这肉体不喜欢与神相交。
Our flesh does not like to pray.
这个肉体不喜欢祷告。
And we can all struggle in this area.
我们在这方面都有挣扎。
But a person who says he believes in Christ.
但如果一个人他说他相信基督。
But has no personal relationship whatsoever with him.
但是他跟上帝根本没有任何的交通，没有任何的关系，祷告。
This is very, very wrong.
那就大有问题了。
It's not real.
那就不是真实的信心了。
Now, verse 24.
好，二十四节。
You see that a man is justified by works and not by faith alone.
这样看来，人称义是因着行为，不是单因信心。
Again, we must understand this in the context of everything else that he has said.
好，我再一次强调，我们必须了解这经文在它的上下前后文字，一切有关信心的来了解它。
He's not putting faith as a secondary means of salvation.
他不是说信心是得救的次要的条件啊，不是。
But in verse 18, he's already told us that works show or demonstrate our faith.
十八节他已经说了，我们的行为显明了我们的信心。
Now in the same way,
啊，同样的
，he's going to give us the example of Rahab.
他会给拉合的例子。
It says, in the same way, was not Rahab the harlot also justified by works when she received the messengers and sent them out by another way?
二十五节，妓女喇合接待使者，又放他们从别的路出去，也不是一样因行为称义吗？
Rahab really believed that God was going to conquer Jericho.
喇合真正相信神会征服耶利哥城。
And she acted accordingly.
她也照着她的信心行出来。
If the other people in Jericho had discovered what she was doing,
如果在耶利哥城的其他居民发现了喇合所做的事情，
they would have killed her and thrown her body over the wall.
他们就会把她杀掉，然后把她的身体就丢到墙的另一头，城墙的另一边。
But here we can see faith in this woman.
但是我们看到在这女人身上，心中有信心。
She believed God was great.
她相信神是伟大的。
And she acted accordingly.
她也按照他的信心行出来。
Based her entire life upon what she had said.
他照着他的所说的话而行，就不惜生命危险。
She based her life upon what she believed.
他因着他所行的，也照着他所信的而做出来。
Faith will do that.
信心就会这样做，会不惜代价行出来。
It's like a young man studying in the university.
就像一个年轻人去上大学啊。
He's doing very well in his studies.
他功课不错。
Maybe he's on the road to becoming a great businessman.
也许他正要变成一个商人，发达的商人。
He comes to believe in Jesus.
他信了主耶稣。
All he wants to do is preach.
他现在就想传道。
And so he turns off that path.
所以他就从他从前的那条路转过来。
Based on what he believes.
根据他所信的。
He's giving up being a businessman.
他就放弃做生意。
He's giving up money.
放弃金钱。
He's giving up the respect of all the people around him.
放弃众人对他的尊重。
His family's not going to understand.
他的家人都不理解他。
They're going to call him a loser.
他们就会说你在世界上是个失败者。
A lazy person.
你是个懒惰的人。
You see?
你看。
Because he believes.
因为他信。
He follows the call.
他就跟随神的呼召。
Verse 26.
26节。
For just as the body without the spirit is dead, so also faith without works is dead.
正如身体没有灵魂是死的，信心没有行为也是死的。
Now, I want us to go and look at another passage.
我们再看另外一段经文。
Let's see, where should we go? Let's go to John.
我们看看约翰福音。
Chapter 1.
第一章。
Let's look at verse 11.
十一节。
Through 13.
到十三节。
He came to his own, and those who were his own did not receive him, but as many as received him, to them he gave the right to become children of God, even to those who believe in his name, who were born not of blood, nor the will of the flesh,Nor of the will of man, but of God.
他到自己的地方来，自己人倒不接待他。凡接待他，就是信他名的人，他就赐他们权柄做神的儿女。这等人不是从血气生的，不是从情欲生的，也不是从人意生的，乃是从神生的。
Now he came into his own, verse 11.
十一节，他到自己的地方来。
Now this all creation is his own.
是所造之物都是他自己的地方。
But specifically, this may be referring to Israel.
那尤其这里可能指的是犹太人，是以色列人。
Now he came into his own, and his own did not receive him.
好，他到犹太人地方来，自己的人倒不接待他。
Now, how did he come to Israel?
他是怎么来到以色列的？
He came as Messiah.
他是以弥赛亚，就基督的身份来的。
Now what did that mean?
什么意思？弥赛亚。
He came as Savior.
他来是做救主的。
And Deliverer.
是救赎主的身份。
But he also came as King.
他也是以王的身份来的。
Absolute Ruler.
是最高的掌权者。
They rejected him.
但他们弃绝他。
Remember, they said, "We'll have no king over us."
你记得他们说，我们除了凯撒没有别的王，我们不要他统治我们。
So they rejected him as savior.
所以他们拒绝他做救主。
As deliverer.
也拒绝他就救赎主。
And as king.
也拒绝他做王。
But in verse 12 it says, "But as many as received him."
在十二节说，凡接待他的。
How do they receive him?
他们怎么接待他呢？
They receive him as savior,
接待他做救主
deliverer,
做救赎主
king,
做王
Now that means something.
这意思是
You see, evangelists are always telling people to receive Jesus.
传道人呢、啊，总是叫人接待耶稣，接待耶稣。
But usually it comes down to something like this.
但是他们最后的意思是这样啊。
Would you like to receive eternal life?
你愿意接受永生吗？
Would you like to receive forgiveness?
你愿意接受赦免吗？
Would you like to receive salvation?
愿意接受救恩吗？
That can be kind of misleading.
这可以叫人误解。
Especially when you tell them it's free.
特别你告诉他们是免费的，是白白的恩典。
But when we tell them, would you like to receive Jesus?
但是当我们对他说，你愿意接待耶稣吗？
As Savior,
做你的救主吗
？Deliverer,
做你的救赎主吗
？The absolute ruling King of your life,
让他在你生命做绝对的最高的主宰吗
？That changes things, doesn't it?
那就事情就不一样了，对不对
？If you just say, for example, to someone, Would you like to receive this free land?
如果你跟人说，你愿不愿意接受这块免费的土地啊？
They say yes.
当然，没问题。
Who wouldn't?
谁会拒绝呢？
But if you say this,
如果你说，
Would you like to receive this free land?
你愿意接受这块免费的土地？
And become my slave.
同时成为我的俘虏，我的奴隶。
And live under my sovereign rule.
活在我的掌管主权之下。
They say, "Well, I need to think about that."
我要想想清楚了。
See the difference?
你看到这个不同吗
？So when evangelists go, "You want to receive salvation?"
所以当一个传道人说，你要接受救恩。
It's free. Jesus paid it all.
是白白的，基督为你付清了。
Now that's true.
是没有错。
It's not that what he's saying is wrong.
不是说他说错了，讲错了。
It's what he's not saying.
而是说他没有说的。
Like sometimes when businessmen will have a sale.
有时候这个做生意的人会有的大拍卖。
You can get all these things for this price.
你可以买这些东西这个便宜价钱给你。
In great big letters.
很大的一个字。
And then down at the bottom of the sign.
然后下面在那个大标题下面有个小字。
In little tiny letters.
很小很小的字，看不清。
There's all these other things.
这个条件那个条件。
That he doesn't want to tell you.
他不要告诉你的小条件。
Like all these things I'm selling, I stole.
这些我所卖都是我偷来的。
Or they're all damaged.
全部都有一些损坏。
Or even though you have to pay the above price.
尽管你付的是上面的钱。
You also have to pay the same amount for the next 12 months.
但是再过十二个月，你还要付同样的佣金。
Salvation is free.
是，救恩是白白的。
It was paid by Jesus.
耶稣为我们付清了。
But we're not receiving salvation independently of Jesus.
但是我们不是。没有耶稣就接受他的救恩他的礼物而忘掉了那赐礼物的耶稣
It doesn't say here but in verse 12 But as many as received eternal life
这里没有说凡接待他永生的人不
But as many as received him
而是凡接待他的
His entire person
他的整个身份整个
Him in all his offices
接待他和他一切的职分
HisProphet,
他是先知。
We receive him as a prophet.
我们接待他成为我们的先知。
That means we listen to his teaching and obey it.
我们听他的教导，我们顺服他的教导。
We receive him as priest.
我们也接待他做我们的祭司。
We receive his sacrifice on our behalf.
我们接受他为我们所成了的救赎牺牲。
And we receive him as king.
我们也接待他做我们的王。
Now this doesn't mean that we're saying, Lord, the moment I receive you as king, and I will from now on obey you perfectly.
这不是说哦，主啊，我接待你做王，从此以后我就百分之百十全十美听你的话。不。
Instead, it means this.
意思乃是
I receive you as king.
我接待你做王。
And I do dedicate my life to serve you.
我愿意把我的生命奉献给你来服侍你。
But I know I will be full of failure.
但我知道我会充满很多的软弱失败。
I will continue to need your forgiveness.
我会继续需要你的赦免。
I will need your grace.
我需要你的恩典。
Do you see that?
你看到吗？
This is very, very important.
这是很重要的。
It says, but as many as received him, to them he gave the right to become children of God.
凡接待他就信他名，他就赐他们权柄做神的儿女。
Wow.
Wow.
It really bothers me when preachers make all kinds of other promises to seekers.
当传道人呢、啊、给这些慕道友其他的很多的应许的时候，就叫我很摇头。
Come to Jesus, and He'll do all these things for you.
来到耶稣面前，耶稣会为你做这个做那个，做很多事。
Now come to Jesus, and He will make you a child of God.
你来到耶稣面前，他会赐你权柄做神的儿女。
Here's something very important.
这是一件很重要的事啊。
Jesus must be the reason for everything I do.
耶稣必须是我做一切事情的缘由。
I should not come to Jesus because, he can fix my marriage.
我不应该因为哦他能够解决我婚姻问题，我就来到耶稣面前不。
I should not come to Jesus because He gives me bread.
或者他给我面包，给我饭吃，我就来到耶稣面前不。
Be my wife.
我爱我太太的原因不应该是因为我太太缘故。
We do it for Him.
我们是为他。
We do everything for Him.
我们做一切的原因是为他。
Because if we don't, it's idolatry.
要不然的话就是在拜偶像。
I don't teach my children the Bible every day.Just because I love them so much.
不是因为我爱我的孩子，所以我天天教他们圣经。
That would be idolatry.
如果这样做的话，就是拜偶像。
I teach them the Bible every day because it is the will of God.
我天天教他们圣经，因为这是神的旨意。
I want Christ to be glorified in my family.
我愿基督在我的家庭里得着荣耀。
Now.
好。
He says, gave them a right to become children of God, even to those who believe in His name.
我就赐他们权柄做神的，他就赐他们权柄做神的儿女，就是信他名的人。
We receive Him by faith.
我们是借着信接待耶稣。
By faith, Rahab, she risked her life.
借着因着信，拉合冒着生命危险接待探子。
We do the same thing.
我们也是如此。
When we receive Jesus, we risk our life.
当我们接待耶稣的时候，我们也在冒着生命危险。
We open up our life to Him.
当我们把生命向他敞开的时候。
And turn our life over to Him.
把我们的生命交托给他的时候。
To do with what He desires.
做他要所要做的事情。
Now, verse 13.
十三节。
Who were born not of blood, nor of the will of the flesh.Nor of the will of God, nor of the will of man, but of God.
这的人不是从血气生的，不是从情欲生的，也不是从人意生的，乃从神生的。
The point that we should see here is this.
这里他要强调的是、啊、
We believe in His name.
我们信他的名。
Because we have been born of God.
因为我们已经被神而生了。
God gave us new birth.
是神赐我们永生的，新生的。
How did we repent?
我们怎么悔改
？I mean, if we're all radically depraved and God-hating,
如果我们都本来都是彻底败坏的，是与神相悖的，恨恶神的。
If all men reject the light because they hate it,
如果所有的人都恨恶光，不来救光的话。
Then why did you two come to the light?
那你们两个怎么会来救光呢？来到神面前。
Were you better than everybody else?
是不是你们比别人好呢
？Why did you come?
那你们为什么会来呢
？Because you were born of God.
因为你们被神所生了。
Remember what Jesus told Nicodemus.
你记得耶稣对尼哥底母说的吗
？The Spirit, you do not know where He comes from.
那神的灵不晓得，我们不晓得从哪来，往哪去。
Nor where He is going.
也不晓得他往哪去。
But when he blows through,
等风随着意思吹，当风吹来了
，just like the wind, you can see the evidence of what he has done.
就像风一样，圣灵，你可以看到他所产生的果效，风也产生果效。
You believe because you were born again.
你信，因为你被神的灵重生了。
The Spirit of God gave you life.
神的灵给了你新生命。
He opened up your eyes.
他开了你的灵眼的窍。
He gave you a new heart.
他赐给你一颗新心。
That new heart.
这个新的心。
Loved righteousness.
喜爱公义。
And when you saw Jesus.
是当你看耶稣的时候。
You desired him.
看到耶稣，你就渴慕他，你就奔向他。
So this is the great balance.
这是一个平衡，很大的平衡。
We preach with all our heart.
我们尽心传讲他。
We command men and beg men to repent and believe.
我们吩咐人，而且恳求人要悔改，要来相信。
At the same time, the only way they can repent and believe.
同时，他们唯一能够悔改相信的途径。
Because the Spirit of God has blown through their lives and give them the new birth.
因为圣灵的风已经吹在他们的生命中，而且赐给他们新生命了，重生了他们，他们才能悔改相信。
We'll talk about this
more. 我们会以后再多讲一些。
Now, I want to go to Revelation.
好，现在我们看看启示录。
Chapter 3.
第三章。
Verse 20.
20节。
Revelation 3:20, Behold, I stand at the door and knock. If anyone hears my voice and opens the door, I will come in to him and will dine with him and he with me.
看啊，我站在门外叩门，若有人听见我声音就开门的，我要进到他那里去，我与他，他与我一同坐席。
Many evangelists will use this text to do evangelism.
很多传道人啊，会用这节经文来做布道。
And even some of the old great preachers like Spurgeon used it in an evangelistic way.
甚至有一些古典的传道人，像斯布珍，也用这段经文来传福音。
But we need to be extremely careful.
但是我们需要极度的小心啊。
Because of the way it's been used today.
因为这段经文是被这么样的误用。
The evangelist will tell the sinner.
传福音的人会告诉罪人呐。
Jesus is knocking on the door of your heart.
耶稣在你门口敲你的心门。
But the handle to the door is only on the inside.
但是那个门把呢，只在里面。
He can't come in unless you let him.
除非你允许他，他进不来的。
You must open the door and invite Jesus in.
你必须自己把门打开，然后邀请耶稣进来。
And you do that by prayer.
然后你借着祷告可以邀请他进来。
Would you like to pray and ask Jesus to come in?
愿意祷告邀请耶稣进来吗？
The person says, "Well, I don't know how to pray."
我不知道怎么祷告啊。那个人说
"Well, you can pray after me."
啊，你跟着我祷告吧。
And the preacher prays.
然后那个传道人就祷告了。
Lord Jesus, I'm a sinner.
主耶稣啊，我是个罪人。
And the person repeats it.
他就跟着他。
I want you to come into my heart and save me.
哦，我要你进到我心里头来拯救我。
I invite you in.
我敞开门，请你进来。
And then the evangelist says, "Thank you, Lord Jesus, for coming into my heart."
那传道人说，哦，感谢主，谢谢你进到我心里来了。
Amen.
阿门。
And then he looks at the person.
然后他就看着他。
Said, "Well, did Jesus come in?"
耶稣进来了吗？
And many times the person will say, "I don't know."
他为什么不知道？
And then the evangelist.
那传道人就说了。
Well, of course he did.
当然他进来喽。
He promised he would.
他应许了，你看圣经说的吗？
If he did not come in,
如果他没有进来，
then he's a liar.
他就是个说谎的嘞。
And we know he's not a liar.
我们知道他不说谎。
He promised if you invited him in,
他应许了，如果你邀请他进来，
he would come in.
他就会进到你里面去。
You did invite him in.
你的确邀请他了。
So he has come in.
所以他的确进去啦。
Do you see how terrible that is?
你看这多可怕。
That is such terrible logic. It's twisting the scripture, everything.
这是哎呀，这是断章取义，扭曲经文哇。
And so many people.
这很多人呐。
Walk around thinking they're saved.
都自以为得救了。
And if you ask them why.
如果你问他为什么。
I prayed the prayer.
我祷告过了。
I invited Jesus in.
我邀请耶稣进来了。
Well, has there been any change?
那是生命改变了吗？
No.
没有。
But I'm saved.
但是我得救了。
I heard a preacher.
我听过一个传道人。
Of a big church.
是一个很大教会的牧师。
In my town.
在我住的那个市里头。
One day a man died who was my age.
有一天一个像我那么大的我同辈的人死了。
I knew him.
我认得这个人。
In high school.
我中学就是我们同学。
Like me, he was very wicked.
他跟我一样，当时也是个坏孩子，整天胡闹的。
He eventually became a drug dealer.
最后他成了一个贩毒的。
And a drunk.
而且成天醉酒。
and very sexually immoral.
而且成天放荡不羁，搞女人的。
And he died.
后来他死了。
And the pastor preached his funeral.
那个牧师呢，就在他的葬礼上讲道。
Now, the church was filled up with drug addicts.
所以整个教会都是他的朋友啊，这狐朋狗友，贩毒的人。
Because he was their friend.
因为他是他们的朋友。
Very immoral people.
就是很不道德的一群乌烟瘴气、乌合之众。
People who hadn't been in church since they were kids.
这些人从小都没来过教会的人啊。
And this is what the preacher says.
好，传道人就这么说了。
He says, "I know this young man did not live a good life."
我知道这个年轻人呢、啊，他生活的。并不是很震惊，他有很多挣扎。
But we praise God.
但是我们感谢主啊。
That he has finally gone home.
他终于回到天家了，平平安安。
And you say, Pastor, how do you know he's in heaven?
你说牧师啊，你怎么知道他上天堂了？
He said, because I was there.
他说，因为我在那儿。
When that little boy was 9 years old.
当那个小孩九岁的时候啊。
And I remember praying the sinner's prayer with him.
我记得我跟他一起做那个罪人的祷告。
And he asked Jesus into his little heart.
他邀请耶稣进到他那个小小的心里去。
All those people in the church.
教会坐那么多人。
Had done the same thing.
他们都邀请耶稣进去了。
They walked out of that church that day.
那天他们开开心心地走出教堂。
Continuing in their sin.
继续犯罪。
And thinking they're saved.
以为他们都得救了
Because when they were little,
因为当他们小的时候
they prayed that same prayer.
他们也这样祷告了请耶稣进来
Do you see how dangerous?
你看这是何等危险呢
It's wrong.
这是错的
It's maybe the biggest heresy in the evangelical church.
这个也许是福音派当中最大的异端邪说
Now, first of all, let's notice something about this passage.
请注意这一段经文啊
It doesn't say he's knocking on the sinner's heart.
他没有说他在敲罪人的门。
He's knocking on the door of the church in Laodicea.
他乃是在敲那这个教会老底家教会的心门。
His church
他的教会
has distanced itself from him.
与他疏远了。
They no longer need him, they think.
他们以为他们不需要他了，不需要主了。
They've left him outside.
他们把他关在教会的门外。
Outside of their fellowship.
在他们的交通之外。
They're not looking in his direction.
他们不再看向他的方向，向
He says, "Behold."
他说，你看呐。
Look.
看啊
I stand at the door and knock.
我站在门外叩门
If anyone
若有人
That's anyone in the church of Laodicea
就是任何人在老底家教会里面的人
You hear my voice
听见我的声音
And recognize what I've said about you here is true
你认识到我所说的话是对的是真的我对你说的话是真实的
You repent of your independence
你愿意从你的自立独立自主中悔改最终悔改
and you renew your fellowship with me
你愿意跟我重新和好
I will renew my fellowship with you
我也愿意更新我与你的关系
That's what it's teaching
这是他所教导的
But now let's see, can it be used evangelistically?
那我们看看可不可以布道传福音的时候用这段经文呢
I think it can if a person has good theology.
我想可以如果这个人有很好的神学他可以这么用啊。
First of all,
首先
it's a good illustration of how God calls out to the world.
这是一个很好的例子啊神是怎么样子呼召世人悔改。
Every time the gospel is being preached.
每一次我们传福音的时候
there is a general call to every sinner who hears it.
所有的罪人听见他都听见神普遍的呼召
And it's a real call.
这是一个真实的呼召
He says, I'm here.
他说我在这儿
I'm telling you the truth.
我把真理告诉你了
You're mine.
你是属我的
I made you.
我创造了你
You must be redeemed.
你必须要得救赎
Repent of your sins and believe the gospel.
要从你的罪中悔改，你要相信福音。
And if anyone does hear his voice,
如果有人的确听见他的声音了
and opens up his life to Christ,
敞开他的生命向基督敞开。
Lord, I'm a sinner.
主啊，我是个罪人。
Lord, I need to be delivered.
主，我需要得拯救，得释放。
And I've been the king of my life.
我一直在自己当家做主。
Please take control.
主啊，求你做王， 你来统治我。
Amen.
Amen.
I don't have any problem with that.
那我没问题。
Wonderful.
这很好啊。
But now here's something that's really neat.
这里是有一件很有趣的事。
He says, I will come into him and will dine with him and he with me.
他说我要进到他那里，我与他，他与我一同坐席。
In the Middle East.
在中东啊。
And I saw this just a month ago when I was there.
我一个月前在中东的时候，我就看到这样的情况。
Sitting down at the table to eat with someone was fellowship.
跟一个人坐下来，就是在交通啊，就是在谈心。
Communion
是彼此交接。
Friendship
这是表达友谊。
Talking
谈天。
Sharing
就是把说心里话，敞开分享。
In Peru, it's very similar.
在秘鲁也是这样。
If someone invites you into their house,
如果有人邀请你到他家去
to eat,
吃饭
it means a lot.
吃饭很有意义的。
So what is he saying?
他说的是什么呢？
The person who has really heard Christ's voice,
那个真正听见基督声音的人呢？
And really invited him in,
真正邀请他进来的人呢？
Something will be evident in their life.
他们生命中一定会有一些迹象表明。
They will have fellowship with Christ.
他们会跟基督交通。
The evidence that you've received Christ.
所以你接待了基督的证明是什么呢？
Is that you continue on in fellowship with Him.
就是你会继续与他交通。
But so many of these people have prayed the prayer.
但是这么多人做了绝知祷告。
They never fellowship with Christ again.
却从来以后就不跟基督交通了。
Not at all.
就永远不交通了。
And then look at verse 21.
再看二十一节。
He who overcomes, I will grant to sit down with me on my throne, as I also overcame and sat down with my Father on His throne.
得胜的，我要赐他。在我的宝座上与我同坐，就如我得了胜，在我的父的宝座上与他同坐一般。
How did Christ overcome?
基督是怎么得胜的？
He carried out the will of God in his life.
他一生行神的旨意。
How do we overcome?
我们怎么得胜？
By carrying out the will of God in our life.
我们也要一生行神的旨意。
So the evidence of conversion.
所以得救的证据是
that we've truly received Christ.
我们真正接待基督的证据是
is that we commune with him,
是我们与他交通
we continue in communion with him,
我们继续他与我我与他一起交通一起坐席继续交通
and we continue overcoming,
而且继续的得胜
doing the will of God,
继续行神的旨意到底
Remember what Jesus said?
你记得耶稣说的吗
Not everyone who confesses me as Lord will enter into the kingdom of heaven.
凡称呼我主啊主啊我的人不见得都可以进天国。
But he who does the will of my Father.
唯有那遵行我父旨意的人才能进去。
This is not teaching works.
这不是教导靠行为得救啊。
This is teaching you will know them by their fruits.
乃是借着他们的行为你可以知道他们的信心。
Do you see how quickly we can lose the gospel?
你看，我们好容易就偏离了福音的正道。
And turn it into simply a creed or something.
把这个变成了一个教干巴巴的教条而已。
All right. Well, let's go to the Lord in prayer.
我们祷告。
Father, thank you for this time.
父，我们感谢你这段时间。
I pray, Lord, that you would strengthen us to continue this day.
主啊，继续加我们力量，叫我们能够继续下去。
And to teach many more times.
继续的教导我们。
And to learn.
去学习。
In Jesus' name.
奉耶稣基督的名。
Amen.
Amen.
请 visit our website at heartcrymissionary.com. There you will find information about the ministry, our purpose, beliefs and methodologies, and extensive information about the missionaries we are privileged to serve.